Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer 21st century questions and find solutions to those everyday dilemmas, like how do you deal with a tapas undersharer?
I think that's a dig at me.
That was a dig from earlier. We'll come to that in a minute. And should you tell your mates when you're feeling the day after effects of a spicy curry? And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we are not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hampson?
No, we're not, Jordan North. I'm more Wimbledon, you're more simpleton.
Thank you very much.
Slightly topical for the last 2 weeks.
We are currently recording this episode backstage at the Tyne Theatre and Opera House in Newcastle.
Yes.
We are about to go on stage in just under 2 hours' time. Mm-hmm. We've been on tour. At the time of recording, we've been to Nottingham on Friday. On Saturday, we were in Leeds. And today, we're in Newcastle.
Had to think about it for a minute, though, didn't you?
And already, we are getting to that point of the tour where there's just a slight bit of niggling and a bit of falling out going on. There's a couple of digs.
Before we get on to that, I'd like to toast those three aforementioned cities that you have just said for some excellent welcomes. Nottingham, Leeds, and I say welcome, we haven't done Newcastle yet, but we're hoping, we expect Newcastle to give us a good show to those three cities.
To Nottingham, Leeds and Newcastle.
Mm. Your very good health.
So, remember, if you need our help with something, then we would love it if you got in touch. You can send your tells that make you ticklish to help at sex with my... Oh, you can send your tells of trepidation. We'll stick to that, to help at sexandmyboss.com. Or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram at sexandmyboss. Or you can write to this man here, Mr. William Hanson, who promises a handwritten reply in his own letter to paper. The address for that is on the website, sexandmyboss.com.
Somebody actually on one of the shows wrote in that they, on one of our audience cards, that tales that make them ticklish gives them the ick.
Ick.
Mm. They said bring back tales of trepidation.
So, yeah. We have noted that. But there's been a couple of digs. Do you want to explain? Well, it's just, we're just starting to get a bit tetchy. We're in the co-op at Nottingham train station yesterday.
It's enough to make anybody tetchy.
And William was buying a few items and he was about to get a carrier bag and producer Ben went, "There's only one planet, William." To which William replied,
"Yes, and sadly you're on it."
Mm. But he didn't say it in a funny way. He said it in quite a...
Yes, I said with a little bit of bile.
Yeah.
But so. Yeah, I found it annoying because I had bought, consciously, because Ben always goes on about how I sometimes forget my reusable water bottle, and I do generally try. It's normally only when Ben is with me I've forgotten it. Else, all the other days of the week I don't see him, I've got it with me. But I bought cans of water because obviously cans can recycle forever, as it tells us on the cans. So I thought, there we go, that's a big tick. I didn't buy a plastic bottle. But because they were... ice cold, freezing. I thought, I'll get a carrier bag, pop them in that,
no.
So our hands don't, we don't get frostbite.
No, we don't do carrier bags.
Well, no, I know we do. I've learnt that the hard way.
So yeah, there's been a few tetchy moments, couple of digs. We had a bit of a triff. We had a bit of a tiff.
What's a triff?
We had a triff on the Tyne. We had a
or tiff. A tiff on the Tyne.
We had a tiff on the train.
Really happy with that. Sorry.
We basically, William frog marched us into first class because the rest of the carriages were busy. And me and Ben were like, oh, God, we're not going into first class.
Sorry, this is so
no,
not how it went.
It is. And William said, we'll upgrade. And William said, and I quote, I'll pay for it. I was like, fine, it's your money. When the lady come over, it was £35 each for an upgrade. That's ridiculous. We were only on the train for an hour, right? And I said, let's go back into standard. And William said, well, I'm paying for me, which was ridiculous. So we had a bit of a tiff then. I was like, what's the... Right, that would have been £100 each. So is that... £100 between three of us to be upgraded for less than an hour. That's a waste of money. That's ridiculous.
And in the end, that's not what happened.
No.
Later on in that journey, regardless... Oh, come in!
Oh, you're a diamond.
Adam, our tour manager, has just brought in for Jordan a can of Iron Brew.
Oh.
It's, I say it's for Jordan.
Did he have the sugar-free Red Bull? No. Yeah, oh, mate, sorry. Sorry, now it's like...
And a can of Red Bull. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you so much for that. Also... Whilst we're here, we've actually not mentioned Adam.
He got a mention last week in passing.
He has been sent from heaven. God himself.
Liverpool.
Pardon?
Liverpool. Yeah.
God himself has sent us the best tour manager that you could ever wish to... He's a tour manager, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could ever wish to have. And I'm at the time of recording...
I'd like him to tour manage my life.
Yeah, same. And he's just... He's just a lovely, genuinely nice lad. And I said before, I'm a bit knackered today, so he's just brought us a Red Bull in.
And an Iron Brew.
And an Iron Brew.
You're going to be buzzing.
I'll be off me... Call the cops, I'm off me chops. That's what I'm going to be. Anyway, you were saying, but big up to Adam.
Of course, last night we were in Leeds. And
thanks, Adam! Sound like me? I like to, mate. That's merchandise, Matt.
They're related. Yeah. Last night, of course, we were in Leeds. And you had mentioned, I don't quite remember how you mentioned it, but you mentioned the Otley Run.
Yeah.
Now, just for those that don't know what the Otley Run is, can you tell us?
So the Otley Run is basically a pub crawl, and there's about 18 pubs, I think it's 18 pubs mm-hmm. in Leeds, and the idea is you start in one and you make your way through all of these pubs until you get to the 18, and you're meant to have a pint or a drink in each one of them. Now, I've only attempted to... I genuinely don't think anyone's completed it. There might be the odd one or two, but that would mean you'd have to have 18 pints.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I think if you did half pints,
oh,
that'd be fine.
Have I changed?
Yeah, no, if you did halves,
demitasse.
A demi. But I tried to do it when I was about 18, 19, and me and my mates, thinking we were proper... Well, we were just knobheads. We started the Otley Run.
God, you've changed.
Decided to have a pint and then a chaser with each pint. So we had a pint and a shot of Sambuca. Wow. We lasted about 3 hours, if that. We did about four or five pubs. We got thrown out of one.
So you spoke about the Otley Run on stage, which suddenly reminded me, and I hadn't shared this story with you, or I didn't even thought about it since it happened, of something that happened when my brother went to university in Leeds. And it was I was speaking to my mother. And it was after the first week.
Did your brother go to Leeds Uni?
My brother went to Leeds University. And anyway, so I'm speaking to my mother on the phone after James's first week. And she says, oh, I think James is, you know, he's getting on so well at university already. He's really settled in. He's taken up cross country. And I said, oh, right, okay. Well, yes, he's doing something called the Otley Run next week. And of course, I had no idea what the Otley Run was either. So my mother and I... For a good couple of weeks, I thought James was now becoming a long-distance runner.
No, it's a pub crawl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, in Leeds last night, that girl that gave us them shots, what was that? We were halfway through our performance, darlings.
You can call it a performance. Many wouldn't.
We were halfway through our performance, and this girl just came up to the stage and went, "Here, do you want a shot?" Sorry, Laura, you sounded nothing like that. I'm just adding context.
No, it's very generous of Laura to spend her money on giving us shots, on unsolicited shots, but we enjoyed it. I drank one.
You were hammered.
I drank one and then realised, if this is spiked, the rest of the show is stuffed.
Yeah, there wasn't in it. I think, what was yours?
I have absolutely no
I think
idea.
Yours was apple.
Smelled absolutely apple foul, sours. If I'm honest.
Apple sours is bloody cordial, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Okay.
Do you know, I used to love a shot. I don't really do shots now, but I cannot stand tequila.
Right.
I once had a tequila in Liverpool. There's a tequila bar in Liverpool, I forget what it's called. And it was a baked bean tequila.
A baked bean
tequila? They have different flavours.
That sounds absolutely...
And tequila, you've got to do the lime and the lemon and the... Is it lemon? The lemon and the salt. And I just did it, downed it straight away. And sorry.
It's a baked been tequila.
Yeah, and I downed it and it came straight back up and I was sick all
the
time.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'm sick thinking about it.
Poor Owen. Oh, my voice is going here. But yeah, it's been good. It's been fun. So Laura came up and gave us shots. We should also say as well that the managers here at the Tyne Theatre and Opera House in Newcastle, where we're performing tonight, are Big G and Divas.
Yes, and we've had a lovely welcome. We had a lovely personalised note left for us.
They're like, genuinely, they've made us feel like Hollywood royalty. They're like, oh my God, we can't believe you're performing here. We're listening to the podcast. It's so sweet, isn't it?
It's lovely. Apparently, obviously, Gay Ghost, an episode years ago, but there aren't any ghosts in this theatre, but there are a couple of poltergeists.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Now, I don't actually know what the difference is between a ghost and a poltergeist.
Oh, no, poltergeist. Don't fuck with poltergeists.
Oh, really?
Gay ghosts just crawl in your bed. Poltergeist.
They crawl in the bed.
Put the willies up, yeah. Poltergeist move shit. So, throw stuff across the... Have you seen the videos on YouTube?
No.
Scary as hell. Like, literally pictures and ornaments will just fly across the room, but not like fly with force.
That'll explain the state of the kitchen we just passed.
Poltergeists. Poltergeists are pretty rough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the poltergeists from... They're the ghosts from the Burnley part of the other world.
Are you right?
No, not really.
Wait, are you tired?
Mm.
Yeah.
But lovely welcome in Newcastle. We get in the taxi.
Oh, G and Divas, this could only happen to William Hanson.
Jordan and Ben in the back of the cab. I get in the front alongside the driver. You are a fascinating individual.
What are you?
Because when it's not on you, you switch off and you start to, you can't, you have to do something else.
Sorry. It's my undiagnosed ADHD, I've told you.
Also, can I just say, opening that can with one hand whilst holding the microphone on your lap is asking for trouble. Only a little bit went on Ben's laptop there.
Oh. I've just dribbled it all down my top. Go on. Anyway, you were saying, we got in a taxi. You could tell we were in Newcastle.
So I get in the taxi, Jordan and Ben in the back. I'm in the front seat next to the driver, and I go to put my seatbelt on. And on both the crossbody and the cross waist is some dried residue of a sort of a beige colour.
Basically, somebody must have been sick in the taxi last night. William went to put his seatbelt on and they were sick all on the strap. It was disgusting.
It is making me feel slightly ill thinking about it.
Pictures to follow.
No, I don't even think we should share those photos.
That wasn't all, because we actually went for a great picky tea tonight.
We went to a Spanish restaurant. We had tapas.
It was delicious. What was the name of that restaurant?
Café Andaluz.
Café Andaluz.
Luth.
And it was fantastic, weren't it?
Fantastic.
So we had tapas, and yeah. Also, just a little bit of backstage gossip, little sneak behind the curtain. I am currently working on a new impression.
Oh. Mm. Okay. Thank God. Even newer than the Diego one.
So it's one I've been thinking about doing for a while. and for some reason, I just can't quite get it.
You did sort of talk about it last Tuesday,
yeah,
on the podcast.
It's basically, I'm trying to work on an impression of Cat, Ben's other half. But the reason why I haven't done it is because I can't quite get it right, but I'm working on it. And also, she scares the shit out of me. So I'm worried that she would.
Yes.
Yeah. So just...
Cat makes Margaret Thatcher look like Florence Nightingale.
Yes, she does. We love her to bits, but there's a reason why Ben's like he is. So, like Diego, we've got down to a T. Oh, I say, Daddy, where have you been? We've missed you. Have you been to Newcastle? Oh, do you want to see my turn? Look at it work. Oh, what do you think of that? Oh, Mummy's been a right moody so-and-so this weekend without you. We all have. It's not been the same. Come and sit down. I'll sit on your lap. That's Diego.
Yes. We have to work on the cat. Of course, you'll see Cat next week in London.
Yeah.
When we do the London show. Cat. So you can...
I don't know, I can't... No.
You know, but you can use some material, like, you know, harvest, I don't want to say harvest her organs, that's not what I mean. Harness.
Just to let you know that a new, because we know you love them so much. Well, I believe you do, but a new impression is on the way.
Well, stay tuned for that.
Hello, darlings.
Oh, God.
Who's this new impression?
No, let's stop it.
Will she be better than me, darling? No, Sarah, you will always be number one. I bet I had as well. You're a common northerner. Did I tell you my boy James has taken up marathon running? Has he? He has, darlings. He's doing the Otley Run next weekend. Me and Brian are Brian and I, darlings, are going to watch him in Leeds. Have you been, Jordan? Many a time. Yes.
Talking of running, you went out for a run this morning and accidentally joined the back of the Leeds 10K.
Oh, God. I forgot about that. There was so much to tell you, Gene Davis. So I never sleep very well in hotels. I just can't sleep in. The novelty of hotels really does well.
If that bed hasn't been turned down for him, Jordan hardly gets to sleep.
No, I don't sleep very well in hotels. So I was up at, like, I think I woke up at 7:15 on a Sunday morning. So after an hour of watching Dress to Impress.
What's that?
It's actually really good. It's on ITV2. My mate does it. Matt does it.
Matt?
Emerson.
Oh, right.
It's really good. It's just like proper, easy, good telly to watch.
What's the concept?
So a guy or a girl wants, so there'll be one girl and then three guys have to go shopping for her.
Right.
And they pick her an outfit and she doesn't know what they look like. And based on the outfit she prefers, she picks the guy. I've not explained that well. It's really good.
I get the idea.
It's a good show. It's a good show.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Anyway, so I watched that and I decided to go for a run. Now, two things happened on the run. Halfway through the run, I seen producer Ben and William in a cafe.
Yes.
Having coffee.
Now, can I just point, having what?
I am so tired. Sorry, G&D. We're having the best time, but the travelling...
Can I just point out, now, the last time you saw me dining with another male that I'm not in a relationship with, aka Tom the Vicar, you thought I was having an affair.
Well, I knew Ben, but last time we were both at a restaurant in London in January, and I didn't know William was going to it, and I was with...
No, because, you know, we do have a life outside of this podcast.
And William walked in, and I said to the people I'm with, I went, oh shit, that's William's there. And he walked in with a guy and sat at a table with him, and I was like, oh my God, I think William's having an affair. Anyway, it turns out it's the vicar that's marrying him. It all goes on. Anyway,
so, Ben and I not having an affair.
Yeah, so they were having breakfast. And then, this could only happen to me, I'm on my last kilometre. I'm about to get to the hotel and I don't know how this happened. Out of nowhere, I run round this corner and everyone starts cheering. And I'm like, what the... And there's like a bit, I'm on my own, and I'm on my own, there's a big crowd of people, and people start cheering, and I'm like, look up, and there's a big sign saying Leeds 10K run. And I think it had just started, and as it started, I was coming down the finish bit. So I was knackered, and I wanted to get out, but there were loads of barriers up, and people were cheering, this woman was giving me jelly babies, bottle of water, I was like, Christ. So I had to run through the finish line and try to say to people, no, I'm just staying here on tour.
God bless you.
So yeah, anyway.
Should we go to Jordan's jolly joke of the week? Here's the jingle. If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan.
What's the next bit? Da, da,
da. You're sure to like Jordan's jolly joke of the week. Cha, cha, cha.
Great, good singing. I went to bed.
Can you say that again, but more convincingly?
Great, good singing. Okay, I don't think we can do this.
No.
One, right, okay. Can I read that one? I'm just showing, basically, Gene Devers, I'm here with you now. I'm just going through the latest jokes that my dad sent me. I definitely can't read that one. And can I read that one?
Oh, you can say it.
I can't read that. I'll never work again. That's some grey, Bo. Right. I just read an interesting fact that Bruce Lee had a vegan brother. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
If we're not cancelled.
Hello, G and Divas. I'm Jess Phillips, an MP and now for the first time a podcast host. I know that on Help I Sexted My Boss, you love writing letters to William and Jordan. So I think you'll love my new podcast that's all about writing letters. It's called Yours Sincerely. And in each episode, I invite a guest to celebrate three people that mean the world to them. Someone they love, someone who's no longer around, and someone who doesn't realise how significant a role they've played in their lives. So with that, I'll sign off with Yours Sincerely, Jess Phillips. I hope you get to enjoy an episode of my podcast soon.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Welcome back to Yin Divas. Thanks very much for sticking with us. We're just trying to go through Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week. There's a lot that my dad sent me recently that we can't work out, read out, but I've got one for you. So here we go. Just read an interesting fact. Bruce Lee had a vegan brother. He was called Brocco.
I mean, we're not going to get cancelled over that. That's just terrible.
Did you hear about the dyslexic zombie? He only eats Brian's.
Right, great. Any more?
My wife took off a shirt and bra during an argument where I was winning. It was a booby trap. Right, that's him though.
Well, should we go to some of the audience questions that we've had in over the last couple of shows?
Let's do it.
Here we go. This is from Amy, Janet and Debs.
You look tired as well. Sorry.
You see, you can't do it.
What?
If you're not the centre of attention,
no.
You just tune somebody out.
I'm saying Ben looks tired.
Yes, but I was speaking.
I'm sorry, it's not all about you for once. Your stag do, my stag do, my wedding. All the impressions are about my friends and family. Do you know what? I don't know if I've ever said this to you, but sometimes you are fucking insufferable. I'm joking, Gene Divas, so we're just getting a bit touchy.
This is from Amy, Janet and Debs.
Okay.
My mum's a ghost hunter and talks to ghosts so much, my work colleagues say I'd have a better relationship with my mum if I was dead. How should I convince my mum to spend more time with the living than the dead? Wow.
It's one of them ghost hunting. You can get really into it, can't you?
Yeah, they should come to this theatre.
People do it as like a weekend thing. They get it as a voucher for the Christmas or birthday. And then before
what
you know
do
it.
What? You've got to be pretty...
You can.
Well, what should we get Jordan? What would he like? Would he like a DVD? Would he like a new pair of socks? No, he'd like a voucher for some ghost hunting.
No, you used to have him in W.H. Smith on that rack. He could have, like, balloon rides or ghost hunting. My mum got me one for Christmas. Oh, that's a point. We should do that. I've got to use it by Christmas. I've got a Segway ride round London.
A Segway?
I have one of those little bloody mall cop things.
What?
The guy in mall cop uses them.
Mal
cop. Them Segway scooter thing. What?
Okay, Jordan, reveal it to me. It's a Segway.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it is. It is. Sorry, a Segway. My mum's got me one of them round. She went, oh, it's dead cute. She went, it's going to be one of those episodes.
What do you mean going to be? We're about two-thirds of the way through.
Me and your dad have gone a bit out there. We've got a bit left field with Christmas presents this year. I'm like, all right, Shen, I've got your Segway ride round London, round near River Thames, near it. I was like, well, yeah, it's...
runs through
all the London, mum. She went, good, so you can do that. So, yeah, anyway.
Nice. Going back to the ghost hunting question, I think maybe be proactive about it. Organise some activities. Suggest to your mum, oh, I've organised this. You know, obviously not ghost hunting. I've organised a Segway tour around where we live.
Yeah, do that. But maybe if... That's the ghost. What's... Can you... Shh, shh, shh.
Well, it's not. It's a ghost talking about a guest list. So.
It's an intercom. Sorry. If somebody gets into something too much, I'm like this. I get right into stuff and then get bored. But if they're into it too much, you might just need to say, chill out on it a bit.
Mm.
Stop getting into this. It's taking over.
Well, no, it's your mum. My mum is a ghost hunter. I would say that is... Maybe she does it as her... She does it as her profession. Mm. So that's different from an amateur.
Could be worse. Your mum could be an etiquette expert. Next question.
This is from Paris. It's a name, not the city. My boyfriend goes to the gym once a month, but asks me every day if he has a six-pack. How do I get him to stop? Well, it does take more than a month, I'm told.
I do this. It's the neediness. It's not a great trait, but I'm like rubbing my belly after a week and going, have I got a belly? Have I got a belly? It's just, you just...
And the answer is, you're beautiful to me.
Exactly. And you just need to say that to your boyfriend, Paris. Just need to say, it's not quite a six-pack, but I love it. I love it. It looks great.
I'd love you just the way you are.
Exactly. Just make him feel better.
Yeah.
Definitely.
There's just more of you to love.
Dad bod for life. I can't wait to get to 40.
Not long now.
I know. Because get to 40.
Yeah.
Grow a piss tank and just be like... It's all well and paid for.
And move to Radio 2. Help, my boyfriend is obsessed by fish and has to stare at the fish tank when we get down to business. What do I do? It makes me uncomfortable. I can't even watch Finding Nemo anymore.
You should do what Monica does in Friends when she thought Chandler was into sharks. You should dress up as fish and see where that goes. If you don't like it, fine, at least you tried it. You can have some great fish costumes now.
Really?
Amazon. Dress up as, I don't know, a big, scaly, sexy fish.
Jaws,
yeah.
Well, can I ask, is there a type of fish that you find more attractive than others?
If I was to have sex with a fish, it would probably be... let me think, because I've never really fucking thought about that. So
you've got to be careful, because there are a lot of STIs in the ocean.
Is
you
there?
Could end up catching crabs.
Handshake right now. Very good. Very good. Very good.
We'll be back next week.
Go on. Either... Oh, Christ. It's the ghost. Either join in on it, get some fish outfits, or say, look, when we're having sex, can you please stop staring at the fish tank?
Mm.
Oh!
Move the fish tank.
Oh, no, that's his... I've just clicked on.
Oh, is that what makes him...
Yeah, that's probably what's making him last a bit longer. Takes his mind off it. And stares at the fish tank.
When I was a very young child, and apparently this is when I was 4 or 5, we had fish. And sadly...
Either I'm having a massive deja vu right now, or you've told us this before.
Well, potentially, let's be honest.
I am really freaking out right now.
Okay. So the fish died, and my parents found it in the morning dead, and was really, really worried how I would react, because it's really the first experience of death that I had, aged 4. And we're thinking of all these different ways to tell me. And eventually told me, I'm really sorry, Noddy, that was the name of the fish, don't ask. Noddy has... Noddy has died. And I just went, should we have him for breakfast then? didn't care. I'm a little goldfish.
Even then, he was a ruthless, ruthless man.
Next
question. Should I have it for breakfast then? Tip top. Daddy, throw it on the fryer. Throw it on the ergo.
On the what?
Ergo.
Argo.
Oh, I cannot string. Oh, we've got to go on stage in 2 hours.
Okay, I've got, only got a couple more.
Okay.
I'm a postie, and one time I was delivering to a block of flats, and on one of the staircases, I came across a couple fornicating. I let them know of my presence and gave them time to finish off, but they didn't stop, so I ended up stepping over them. Could I have dealt with this situation better?
No, I don't think so, to be fair. I mean, no. If you'd stayed a bit longer, it might have got freaky and weird. Can't just stand there watching people fornicating on the steps.
Yeah, I think you did a polite cough. You tried to make your presence known. They didn't seem to care. You just carry on about your business.
Stepped over.
And let them carry on about theirs.
They must have been... Jesus.
Yeah. They're exhibitionists, I think that's called.
No, I'd say they were probably off the faces.
Every time I get into my girlfriend's little Ford Fiesta car... I get a huge erection because it reminds me of my first sexual experience with an 80s porn mag I found at a bus stop. It's getting hard to explain. I think you get her to write the car off.
No, I don't think you get to get another car. Just if it keeps happening, just think of fruit.
Put a fish tank in the car.
Yeah, think of fish tank or a fruit for it to...
Think of a fruit.
Yeah, I was.
Do you want to share anything with us?
No, I always got told if. All right, Ben, we know you're here. Was that the ghost? I always got told, because in school, like, if it ever happened that out of nowhere, just think of fruit and it goes away. I don't know if that's true. So think of fruit or get a new car.
Yeah, or maybe be honest with your girlfriend and tell them.
Yeah,
who knows?
Turn it into a thing.
You might have a really nice time.
Yeah, go dogging.
Well, or not, or park in a garage, your own garage, and, you know.
What's the fun in that?
Don't sit on the gear stick by accident.
Jesus, how many have you had?
Final question.
That was inappropriate assessment.
Final question. How many stuffing balls is too many to ask for at a carvery?
Oh.
I've never been at a carvery in my life.
Have you never been to a carvery?
No.
That's weird, because I've got a gold card for a well-known carvery chain. I've not used it yet. Oh, we should have done that when we were on tour. I didn't think. So I've got... They sent me one out ages ago. So I love a carvery. And the rules are your own. Like, there's... If you want as much stuff... I'll give you a top tip. You can never have enough stuff in balls. So you crack on. It's free. You've paid your money. You take as much as you want. But... I'm going to do a video tutorial of how to stack the perfect carvery plate. Because, like, I'd put your stuffing balls inside the Yorkshire pudding. I'd usually get a big... So I'd get 4 or 5 in there. And then I'd baste the plate with your mash. So you've got mash.
Based?
Around. Yeah. There's an art to... Honestly, so you're talking to a guy here that used to have at uni 2, maybe 3 carveries a week. And then...
2 or 3 carveries a week?
Before I moved to London, I'd have a carvery every week. I love a carvery. So it used to be like a midweek treat, but come on, let's go carvery.
Surely a carvery is just on a Sunday.
I used to think it was healthy as well because it was loads of veg, but it's really not.
My mind is blown.
What? There is something so British and beautiful and authentic about going to a carvery. It's like, just like, you know, people say, oh, like the best meal of my life is... In Tuscany, I was drinking the best wine and eating the most beautiful oysters. And I'm like, I was in a queue in the carvery at the Pig and Whistle in Preston. And it was pissing down outside. And I'd been looking forward to it all day. And it was nice and warm. I had a pint of Foster's. And probably one of the best roast dinners of my life. So
I can't wait to watch the film of that.
So in answer to your question, there's never enough stuff in balls.
We'll end on that. We're on in an hour and I need to go and check the stage.
Oh, okay. Gene Divas, hopefully the sound's been okay for this episode. We know last time we was backstage it was...
Interesting.
Well, it was bloody... I don't know. I was listening to nails down a blackboard, apparently. Remember, you can send the tales of trepidation to help@sexandmyboss.com or you can tweet us and send a message on Instagram @sexandmyboss. We will be in the studio for next week's episode. So you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letter of paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com.
Goodbye.
We'll see you on Friday.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.